Previously on Inside Scoop.
Theories, you have any on this whole scenario?
I personally think that he planned to leave her all along once he got to the United States. I think if she had gotten the green card, he'd have taken off. And he probably got frustrated when she refused to do it and saw that nothing was going to change there and decided he would try other avenues to get one. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if he has another American woman waiting for him.
Oh, that would be cool.
Because we know that he was speaking to some and saying that he was going to leave her when he got here and go be with them. That came out last resort stuff. So
dirty women.
So, I mean, he's got long game. Let her pay for it.
What would you go, your percentage of that being the truth? What would you go with?
I didn't always think that way. But after I saw that he was talking to other women and we heard the recording of the messages he left for someone else, that's when I went, wow, he's really been playing her this whole time. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé Inside Scoop, Volume 186. We will start off with single life and get into, I guess, the news of the week regarding 90 Day, TLC, stuff like that. There was no diaries this week, and I didn't see it coming. They didn't say this is the end.
Yeah, that was weird.
You know,
I guess it kind of was, though.
Well,
it really was, if you think about it.
They're all the freaking end.
Because Chantel.
Well, no, single life. I'm talking about diaries.
Oh, okay.
So there was no diary show this week. Normally we cover single life and diaries here. And
it all runs together.
Yeah, it's a blur. It's all stuff that happened 18 months ago anyway. So that we've covered it inside Scoop previously. We didn't know Chantel was whoring around Greece, though, did we? I guess we didn't know that.
We didn't know that.
That was a surprise.
Not a surprise that she was doing that, it was in Greece.
I have, as I was kind of just jotting down some stuff for the show this week, you know, I double checked to make sure there wasn't a diaries. And I had this thought that maybe some of diaries had some people in it that weren't going to be shown. And so my thought was, it was an abrupt thing.
Like they ditched an episode?
Right. Mm. It's just a thought. Like maybe there was, I could see in diaries them trying to boost up HEA that's coming.
By showing that
Nicole and Mahmood, maybe some more Angela and Michael.
Angela was bringing Michael.
And that they cut this. It's just a thought. I have no knowledge of it. I haven't done any research.
Interesting.
I
hadn't thought about that.
Haven't had any time to do any research.
It was very abrupt, and there was no signal that there wasn't going to be an episode.
In the finale of next week, on the finale of, and we didn't get that. So I don't know. Single life this week. I think the big thing was Mike coming. I mean, we knew all this was happening, and we had seen these photographs from them at the farmer's market.
Yeah, a long time ago.
About 7 years ago, I believe, we saw this. So none of this is a surprise.
Yeah.
This isn't even a surprise reaction from Natalie, right?
No.
Because you saw this coming.
Yeah, it's like, well, that fell through, so now what? Oh, let's go back to Mike. We are still married.
It's so horrible.
It is horrible.
So desperate.
Yep.
So this better thing didn't happen, so I'll go back. As just a normal guy, right?
Yeah, you're not taking anybody's leftovers. You're not going to be somebody's second choice.
You know, Mike's got some issues, so I'm not saying I'm Mike. But all, like, growing up, you go, I'm just, you know, like, there's nothing special, right, about... This is not, I'm not like an editorial of myself, but like there's nothing flashy about Steve.
Not flashy, but certainly special.
Sure, but what is the special of me?
That
I grind it out.
That you're a good person.
Right, and that I grind it out. But you wouldn't know that
Unless you wrote a whole bunch of letters.
Or you spent a bunch of time with me. You wouldn't figure that out. And so I think Mike is that. I think Mike can be, and it just, my feeling is, he is a steadying.
The fail-safe, steady person. Mm-hmm.
You know, you probably.
She wanted something more exciting.
Not going to take you out dancing on Friday night. You know, that's just not who
he's
Mike is.
He's probably
going
to work late and get stuck in traffic.
Yeah, and he may end up bringing some work home, right? And he may get up Saturday morning and probably do a little work, too. That may happen. But, you know, when your shoulder's down and you need somebody to keep everybody alive. Mm-hmm. Mike could keep everybody alive for 5 or 6 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. He's that guy. Natalie sees them maybe like J-Lo and Ben. Maybe they go apart for a while and get back together, right? I think maybe it's more like Glenn Close and Michael Douglas in Fatal Attraction. This maybe is it. Or for her, would it be more like, what was that show where Kathy Bates took that author hostage?
Oh, yeah.
And kept him in the bed?
Oh, gosh.
Did she break his leg with a typewriter or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So, there's that. Maybe this is more like Natalie. J-Lo and Ben. She is something. Alone, no job, living with mom.
That she even looks at Hollywood people as being real examples of everyday real life. It's right. Just ridiculous.
Yeah. Maybe Michael will tell us something good, is what she said. That's too bad. It really is, right?
What?
All this whole thing.
Her life or her treatment of him?
All of it is it's combined is just horrible.
Yes.
It's really horrible. Mm-hmm. She's a horrible, shallow person who has no thoughts of anyone.
It's to the point that you're almost sad for her that this is how she wakes up in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, that this is life.
She has no empathy or thoughts or concern for anybody else.
No, except her mom.
Well, I don't know that I've seen too much of that. Her mom is just a support structure for her.
That's true.
I'm not saying she doesn't care about her mom, but I've seen nothing in her that said, you know, I need to get my mom here. Mike did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That wasn't her. It's just tough.
That was really nice of him to do that.
Well, it just shows you
given
the kind
their
of guy
background,
he
right?
is. With all of this crap that goes on.
And he still calls her mama. That's so sweet.
Well, mama strikes me as a good person.
Uh-huh, right.
And she sees the qualities in Mike.
Right.
That she knows
Natalie needs, but won't settle for.
I'm not saying Mike doesn't have flaws. We all have flaws. There's no perfect person out there.
Well, you got flaws, all right.
I don't like your tone. We're going to start that? Are we going there?
I'm feeling a little
Nobody
bit.
Nobody wants to hear about our personal
I don't know,
life here.
Like myself here.
Right.
Getting a little back into my groove.
Yeah. Oh, feeling good. Feeling confident, aren't we? Right. Well, we'll see. How about John? This John moving to... The more I see this, the more uncomfortable it makes me about him moving in this house with Megan and the daughter.
Yeah.
You know, even to be talking about not sleeping in the same room, and it's just too much of a thing. Mm-hmm. This is all... I'm not thinking he's moving there.
Yeah, he's looking for he can get out of the situation.
This is the weekend, and he's going back. I mean, look at where he was staying. I mean, this is really isn't...
Yeah, he wasn't even unpacked there.
Him staying in the daughter's room really isn't any different than him staying. He would be a guy that would bring his mattress with him. like an air mattress would stay in his trunk.
Like just his in suitcase case. Stays packed.
Yeah, it's just there. This is my air mattress case. I don't... you know, it stays close. Nobody can put stuff in it and leave in a hurry. He's moved away for everything but love. Debbie and Reuben. I don't know. I kind of like them.
I do too. I think they're a good match, personally.
Yeah.
I think they're just eccentric enough to keep each other happy.
I noticed that as we were watching scenes last week, we were watching how the scenes of Ty Ray's necklaces, mm-hmm. and they were moving from person to person and shot to shot. I noticed Debbie's mojito glasses were stacking up. So I think she's a pro when it comes to that. Was this wrong? This whole thing of Julian was probably
that was
wrong,
messed up,
right?
He shouldn't have done that, and it's none of his business in the first place. And you know, trying to he really was trying to sabotage what she had going on, and that was crappy. I hope she gives him the business about that.
I think we saw that in the preview.
I mean, she was a good sport and let him come and be there so he'd feel safer about her being there. But, you know, intervening like that and talking crap about his mom, like, that's some BS. That's not his place.
Yeah. I mean, the Osama thing was a mess, and she probably should have seen that coming. But
yeah, but she should have had the opportunity to tell that in her own time.
Yeah, I think that's the line right there.
Right.
It would be...
It made it seem like he was tattling on her and like she was purposely withholding information. But you don't just blurt that out when you first meet somebody. Mm-hmm. So that's some crap.
Yeah. It should be on your own time.
Right.
It would be like, you know, when we first got together, mm-hmm. I don't know what your brother knew. He probably didn't know a ton about your relationship. And if he knew anything, he wouldn't have actually listened.
Yeah, I think he just suspected, but I didn't share stuff like that with him.
So it would have been him asking a lot of inappropriate questions.
Yeah.
When, at that time.
Yeah. I didn't share anything with anybody in my family.
I think if he would have known, I think he would have probably meddled and intervened and made something uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because that's what he does, right?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
This Veronica and Jamal thing, was it the goodbye?
I thought it would be, but then they acted like they made up. So.
Yeah, I don't think it was. They probably know.
I can't see it coming to anything.
They're both experienced TV people.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking that they probably knew we need to have this scene
probably to finish this off
at the end. What I did notice was her Nespresso maker.
I did notice that.
So I wondered if you would. So this was the hot... Of Nespresso makers, of the two, this was the higher end of them. It was the more expensive pod machine.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't cheap.
No.
I mean, it's still cheaper than Starbucks. But you're paying, what are you paying for a pod for that? Not you.
They're $1.50 per pod.
If you get them from Nespresso.
For the big ones.
Most people mail order that stuff.
Yeah.
So you get it sent to you.
Yeah, you have to. Because Nespresso still owns the patent on the
there's
big
a store.
Pods. So
like there's
you
a
have
store
to go to a Nespresso store or order from Nespresso.
There could be one in Charlotte.
It's possible. There's one in Dallas, but there's not one around here.
Not one in Fort Worth.
No.
You get pods for what? You don't see too many pods of that kind.
I collect as many as I can find and stick them in a bag for a dollar.
Yeah,
is how I buy them.
But it's a dime a piece, probably.
Yeah.
But we did notice that on the machine. One, I applaud you for looking at her cupboards and cabinets, because that's normally my job.
Well, I'm always going to notice an Nespresso machine.
So that's it.
I do the same thing when I go in the thrift store. I've been finding Nespresso machines and going, why did someone give that to the thrift store?
I
wonder if it works.
I think these two, we kind of saw the worst of them and how they would handle a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like Jamal was passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
And Veronica's aggressive.
Yes.
And it probably...
Would not work.
The passive-aggressive part seemed to fuel like
gasoline.
Yes,
it made her madder.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because he knew what she was... She knew what he was doing.
Uh-huh.
And I think he was doing that on purpose. I think he knows, like in that scenario, he knew more about the cameras... than she did. She had suspended reality about the cameras.
She was just mad.
Yeah, she was mad. And then realized, I need to rip this microphone off and leave. Yeah, I don't think this is a thing.
No.
They talked about moving to Charlotte. But
yeah,
we
haven't thought that this was real from the beginning.
One, that's not happened.
No.
We haven't, nobody has seen Jamal in Charlotte.
Ever again.
Yes. So the state of North Carolina is void of Jamal.
Yay.
So this was never a thing. So we get it. It's the show. Welcome to Single Life. In the rest of this, I probably won't get into too much of what we're talking about, but obviously if you're in the TLC universe, you've probably heard a bit about some bad TLC family news this week. We're going to talk about that and probably the rest of just inside stuff that's happened for the past week. So subscribe, hear the rest of that, and stay tuned.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.